Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam and Art Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. And if you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
Answer KPR.
Night knowledges, correct me, N2KPR.
Roger, Matt. Name is Rich. Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel. We'll be in Boonville. About a block away from the meeting place. Unfortunately, can't get there. I just can't get up the steps. It's a little too difficult for me now. But outside of that, it's been a quiet day. Stayed home and did some puttering around here. Did some talking on the phone, get some things straightened out. And tonight I made a pan of lasagna and had a little bit. Now I'm waiting for the rest of it to cool so I can put it in the fridge. Haven't made that stuff in over 10 years. Tried to make it all by memory. It didn't come out as good as I thought it would, but it still came out edible. So, it wasn't too bad. It could still be eaten. I don't waste it. Back to you, Matt. Andrew KPR. It's 73, everybody listening in. Andrew KPR.
Andrew KPR. Thank you, Rich, for your check-in. Nice to hear from you. It's actually been a while. Alrighty, are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta. And Matt, looks like you and I are the only ones in here on Echolink tonight.
Alrighty, KD2FPM, Kevin James, on the other end of Oneonta. How are you doing this evening? How's your day going?
All right, good evening, Matt, and hello to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FPM out here, like Matt said, on the other side of Oneonta from them. Got 43 degrees outside right now, and I'm done.
I'll
have to check that in a minute. Day for me, I actually was successful getting into my insurance company and getting my insurance all caught up on my Gold Wing, and then from there heading down to the DMV and getting the wing registered along with my trailers, so I'm ready to rock and roll for this year, as soon as I'm feeling up to par. So next thing is to get the wing up and get it serviced, and hopefully that won't be too big of an issue. My buddy that actually helped me rebuild it about 12 years ago is going to be in charge running through it for me, and he really, you know, has come a long ways, because when we originally rebuilt the Goldwing, 1975, mind you, it's the first year Goldwing ever made, he was going through cancer at the time, and we used that as a distraction from what his, you know, he was dealing with, and we had a good time. I must admit, we had a good time rebuilding that and learned an awful lot. I mean, I had every single part in my hand. Cylinders, I should say the pistons, the cylinder heads, the crankshaft, the gears all through the transmission. Every piece went through my hands and was, you know, very, very finely, you know, examined before the engine was reassembled. So from three frames and two motors made one Goldwing, or what I refer to is a Frankenwing. So, okay, with that, I will say 7-3 and stand by and listen. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
Alrighty, Kevin. Thank you for your check-in. And glad you were successful on your tasks you told me you had to do today. You know what I was doing today pretty much all day. Alrighty. And being there's no other Echo Links in the queue, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service, and that I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA2U.
WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening? The floor is yours.
What happens to M2PFM? KC2WI Mobile. DX, I'll wait for net control to decide what you'd like to do. WA2 standing by.
N2PFM, George, sorry, I did not hear you. I only heard John. I got you down now. And in the middle of that, I had another semi-double down here with the Echo Link. Who was the other check-in that we had there?
KC2WI Mobile.
Okay, and that acknowledges three check-ins. WA2U John, N2PFM George, and KC2WI Mobile. Pete, how y'all doing this evening? And we'll start off with John, WA2U. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, if it's okay with you, Matt, WA2 in the tradition of ham radio decorum, I'll relinquish over to the mobile station first in case conditions change, if it's okay with you, WA2.
WA2U, that works for me. Sorry, I wasn't even really thinking too much about that. KP2WI, Pete, how are you this evening?
KC2WI, oh, I'm tired. It's been a long day. I started in Lake Pleasant, wrapping up a computer that I needed to that I should have been able to get done before I left on Saturday. Typical Microsoft problems of 2 days before it decided to find any updates. Then the guy was anxious, and he met me in Boonville, and then I came over here to do another quick printer installation, which didn't install properly, and then, by the way, we got to set up email, but we don't really know what the email is, and then I spent a lot of time fighting Windows Internet Explorer 11 opens new tabs with blank tab instead of whatever it is that the link is supposed to open in, and I bet I spent 2 hours on that. We never did fix it, and so the answer was use Firefox, and you know, these Microsoft problems like this that are totally undocumented, you go and look at various solutions that people have tried. None of them work. Microsoft, it's amazing what they get away with. They still have such a large part of the market share. People won't, you know, consider an alternative. Of course, the Apple alternative is very expensive. And the Linux alternative is really a good alternative, but it's a tough sell, so I don't know. Anyway, I just got done with that, and I'm going to take a late stop for something to eat here. Believe it or not, I went snowmobiling this morning. I went yesterday. I said, well, you know, I walked over to the, I was up in Lake Pleasant, I walked up down to the lake, and I realized it's been so cold, the little bit of water and the little spot around the little drainage stream that comes out, there's about 3 inches of clear ice on that. I looked at it, I said, that's 2-3 inches at least there, and I went out and stomped on it and jumped up and down on it. I said, this is really solid, so I'm going to go out here and take a picture just to post on the, you know, ilsnow.com board and on my Facebook page and have all the people who, you know, haven't been out riding and only got one ride be envious. So I did that, and then we had a little snow flurries last night. They actually had put a half an inch of snow or so on the ice, and well, a little dusting on the grass, and I decided, hey, I got the opportunity here to actually drain all the old gas out, put a little new treated, staple treated, no ethanol in, and actually run the machine. So, you know, run it out of gas and then dump a new gallon in by actually running it. So, just running up and down the lake this morning. So, I never expected that, but, you know, I figured it's worth doing that to get a few pictures and stick them on Facebook, and then I'll have my snowmobiling friends being envious. So, that was the little delay in getting back today. Anyway, that's about it from here. KC2WI.
Alrighty, Pete, thank you for your check-in. WA to you, John. We'll start at the top of the list again.
Okay, WA to you. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency here. And George coming up, I guess, on deck, and Pete, and Matt, and Kevin James, and now maybe there's other people waiting in the wings. What is it, 36 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a good day Saturday. We sat around listening to a lot of music and put the Jameson away and got out the scotch, so that was good. And he had her favorite, what was it? I don't think it was Black Russians or something, but we had enjoyed all our music and that, and Monday we went, I didn't hear a net last night, but Monday we went for a nice long walk, well not that long, about 3.5 miles, it was nice out. A little bit nippy, but Pete, I have to be honest, I don't miss the snow at all, but I know it's a different thing, so if you're out there walking, it's kind of nice when it's dry. Ran into a few people we chatted with along the way, but that was good. What else? I got a call. The my Honda EB 2000i is in Syracuse. Got to go pick that up. And I had them order a meter so I can attach it to keep track of the RPM and the how many hours a Honda does make when it doesn't come as part of it, but it can be put on the generator. So looking forward to that. Finally got my 9mm magazines today, so I loaded those up, so at some point I'll take them into camp. This time I checked them out before I took them out of the package. So yeah, I knew they weren't sending me .40 S&W. Anyways, what else is going on? We put the music away, and for those interested in latest and greatest repeater news, and it's probably old news to some people, but maybe new news, had the radio on scan the other day, and I noticed there's a repeater in the Utica area. It's on 145.4301, 45.430. The call is Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Golf, KB2WWG. It has a PL of 110.9. 110.9, and seems to have really good coverage. I don't know, I guess it covers the Syracuse area, but 145.4301 430, PL 110.9, so it's a new discovery. And if you're going to participate, better bone up on your Spanish. WATU back to net.
Alrighty, thank you, John, for your check-in. And last night, Kevin and I were both at the OARC meeting, the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club meeting. That's why we weren't here and able to run the net. So we both apologize for that. Alrighty, N2PFM, George, how are you this evening? And sorry about missing you earlier.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3, 4, N2PFM, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, how am I making, or am I making it into the repeater?
On my side, you have a hum, like an electric hum. I'm not sure how you're coming in on the repeater itself. How's he coming into you, WATU or KC2WI?
Now we can hear him fine here. So, no problem. WATU back to net control.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. That's why I figured I'd ask one of you guys that could hear him through the repeater directly, not with the echo link. All right, George, you're sounding good. The floor is yours.
There is a little hum on the, I can't grasp the word right now. On the echo link, I do hear that because when you I hear a little hum, and when you let go, I hear it drop. I got a temperature here. I thought maybe before you said it, I thought maybe I wasn't making it in or something. I don't know. I think it's possible, but I'm not certain, that KC2WI and I may have doubled there, too. We got a temperature of 39 degrees. Temperature range today was 19 to 44. And good amount of sun today. Went to Dunkin' Donuts. Free donut day today in Lowville. And just a couple other minor things. I had to cut up some more wood for the wood stove, short wood. And that was about it. That's 2PFM clear.
Alrighty, George. Thank you for your check-in. And sorry about that. I'm thinking it may, you and John may have doubled. It may have just been the echo link. That's why I don't always completely rely on that, especially for feedback on how you guys sound. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, how are you doing this evening?
Good. We got 41 degrees up on the hill here, and I just finished dinner and call it a day.
Alrighty, Ray. Thank you for your check-in, and glad you had us. Glad you had a good, simple day. I like it when that happens. Alrighty, looking for any further check-ins on the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2JWC Net Control. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Alright, that I'm going to say was a double.
2PFM.
AC2WI.
N2PFM and KC2WI. Go ahead, George. What's yours?
Well, I wanted to tell you, 2PFM, that I did hear John call in before. I was there just when I released. I could tell there had been a double, and I thought it was Pete. But I don't know. Maybe this stuff's, that was the echo link, or if this thing's going crapola. I don't know. Anyway, God bless 73s. N2PFM clear.
92BFM, KD2JWC, Night Control for the Black River, River Valley Services. That was tongue tire. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was kind of a double, but it could have been anything. It could have been just my computer or EchoLink here messing up. Alrighty, KC2WI.
Yeah, I'm positive it was a double at the beginning there, and you probably didn't really hear either of them because, you know, of the tail on the EchoLink, but I came in right at the beginning there, and since I was in Boonville, I guess, but I only got a quarter wave. I don't know, George, what's the power you got there? Probably pretty good. Although you would still think with the mobile, I don't know if I got it set on high power right now, but in any case, that's what happened. We doubled at least close enough in strength that you didn't really hear either of us. KC2WI.
KC2WI, thank you. Yeah, I was kind of thinking that was what it was, but you never know. Sometimes periodically here on EchoLink you hear some strange things. You never know. Alrighty, are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WA2U with info.
WA2U, go ahead.
Okay, I think I left a long enough block. I don't know, might have been a triple as far as I know, Jordan, Pete, and I. And I have to remember to wait long enough for the beep so that things reconnect. Otherwise, I think that things get strange after that. I may have been waiting for a few seconds after the beep. I think you just a comment for you were mentioning George's signal. At least on my radio, on my Kenwood here, I detect a PL on George's radio, 192.8. That's 192.8. Doesn't really affect his voice at all, but maybe you're hearing more out of it. Maybe he's got a bigger speaker down there or something. I don't really hear it. The radio here is able to detect it if I put it in a search mode for PL tone, but... So we learned something this evening, and the repeater evidently passes the PL tone, so... I had mine set up so it would never pass the PL tone, but that doesn't matter anyway, just for sake of information. So, Matt, thanks for doing the net, and it is amateur radio, and it's fun, and who's here is here, and there's always tomorrow. WATU, back to that 7-3, I'll listen.
WA2U, thank you. That is true. That is very true. Thank you. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins? I think I need to go take a nap or something. At this time, come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will close. Now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 21:27 local time. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. N2KPR, Rich, on the mobile. KD2FPM, Kevin James, on EchoLink. WA2U, John. N2PFM, George. KC2WI, Pete, mobile. KC2NVU, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for checking in. 7-3 to all, and hope to catch you tomorrow night. Just to give you guys a head up, I may not be in here tomorrow night. Kevin might be to run the net. We have a drill tomorrow evening. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make the drill or not, so he may be home to take care of the net. Just to give you guys a heads up. All right, 7-3-0. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and yes, Matt, I will discuss that with you for tomorrow night, because unfortunately, I think you've seen my back's been acting a little flaky here, which is driving me nuts, so We'll discuss that at a later point. And also, Ray, if you're still listening, if you can talk to Darren and Tara, give them my best. I just found out Tara posted that Brewster has crossed the Rainbow Bridge, which really broke my heart because I know that was a very special dog for them. So I tip my hat and bow my head for them. And, you know, like I say, if you can pass that along, that would be really cool. All right, 7-3, KD2-FPM will be clear.
Allowing us.